producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have seen, first of all, I haven't seen the first autopsies. I guess there was an autopsy done on Michael Brown in Ferguson, and now there's a second autopsy done on him, and I haven't seen the first autopsy yet. Has anybody seen the first autopsy yet? But apparently Michael Brown was shot six times. He had numerous, some of the rounds were bouncing around him. Some individual shots caused multiple entrance and exit wounds. So we found out just enough to make more questions pop up. So I'm waiting on that one. I am waiting on that one. That'll be something we cover at a later time when we have more facts. Now, in Connecticut, and Connecticut worries me because Connecticut is one of those places that could turn into a flashpoint where we'd be in trouble if Connecticut law enforcement goes rogue on us. There is some court action taking place. It is in the Shue versus Malloy challenge to the recently enacted Connecticut gun laws. And they filed their brief in United States Court on Appeals for the second court. This coming from the state. Their brief is actually 178 pages long. That's not very brief. But, what they're trying to refute is that Connecticut did not knowingly do something that they knew would infringe upon constitutional rights. And that assertion is what the defense attempts to refute. And they're following the same strategy they followed in Maryland in Colby versus O'Malley, where Judge Catherine Blake ruled that assault weapons and their standard capacity magazines fall outside Second Amendment. Protection is dangerous and unusual. Which is really going way out there on the limb for the good judge, because she doesn't know what she's talking about. When the Founding Fathers wrote the Second Amendment in, they knew that they were codifying an existing right. And the reason they wanted a Second Amendment was in case the government ever went rogue on us, and they wanted us to be able to fight on an even keel with the government. Now, I don't know if you've noticed lately, but the government's not running around with flintlocks and horse-drawn carriages. No, they have all kinds of stuff. And we should have all kinds of stuff if we're meant to fight them on an even keel. So this judge, who was a Clinton appointee, and I, you know, whatever that means, she went way beyond her pay grade. Way beyond her pay grade. Now, in Connecticut, the Malloy defense is based on essentially the same argument. Those can be looked to as bellwethers for what to expect and to prepare for and to try to refute. This assault weapons are dangerous. When we got the Heller decision in 2008, it was reckoned at that point that there was 4.5 million AR-15s, and who knows how many AKs, and who knows how many AR-180s and FNs, and all of these semi-automatic box supplied magazines out there. And Scalia said that you cannot ban guns in common use. And he called that common use. So we have a lower judge trying to second-guess a Supreme Court judge, which is, you know, no big deal. I don't look at the Supreme Court as the harbinger of everything constitutional. They become a political tool. But this assault weapons, this is going to be their ploy. Assault weapons are dangerous, they're not in common use, and that they're battlefield weapons. And these are all ploys designed to sway those who know better by those who do. There are definite functional and tactical use differences between semi-autos and what the military deploys with. But this is all, you know, when the Violence Policy Center coined the phrase assault weapon, this began the confusion. And this tactic can be elevated to settled law by the courts. That's the problem. When a court gets out there and says, well, they're assault weapons, and you look at the judge and say, judge, you don't know what you're talking about, do you? But then it becomes settled law. This same confusion can be extended to nullify why the right to keep and bear arms was codified in the first place. The key point being ducked in this particular, well, in this particular tactic, is the phrase in common use at the time. And this was in reference to the militia component of the Second Amendment. Now, we can honestly say, they say that there's 8.5 million AR-15s in the United States today in the hands of people. I believe that's a low number, but I'm not really sure. But even in that, 8.5 million is probably... what was the population of the United States when during the Revolution? Was it 8.5 million? The common use phrase at the time, they used this in conjunction with the militia component of the Second Amendment and referred to the expectation that citizen soldiers would muster bearing arms suitable to confront and prevail against professional military forces. Nothing with the passage of time has changed that except through the deliberate indifference of our government in discharging its duties, ensuring that what was once commonly understood as being necessary to the security of a free state, they've decided to change that. The 1939 Miller case, from which we got things like the NFA and everything else when it was finally decided. In the 1939 Miller case, it was found that a short-barreled shotgun could not be determined protected under the Second Amendment because the court had no evidence its possession had some reasonable relationship to the preservation or efficiency of a well-regulated militia, or that this weapon is any part of the ordinary military equipment, or that its use could contribute to the common defense. Of course, we have them all over the place today. Primary breaching tool of the United States military is a pistol grip shotgun because of its length, making it easy to carry, and because of its effectiveness when you're shooting at a door. The function of a militia, defined as all males physically capable of acting in concert for the common defense and bearing arms supplied by themselves and of the kind in common use at the time, that was there and is still there to field citizen soldiers. And those citizens bore arms that were suitable for that purpose, like the AR-15. 8.4 million AR-15s, that's what they're telling me in the chat room. The ninjas rule. If the court accepts the contentions of the defense, i.e. the state of Connecticut, great damage will be done. Not only to deny technology that is over a century old to the people, and not only to eviscerate legal recognition of your rights and duties to act in concert for the common defense, the damage will be farther reaching than that. When we had the assault weapon ban from 1994 to 2004, development and innovation with the ARM platform. Okay, I'll continue that. I'm pre-rant, so I'm not even paying attention to the clock. I'll work on that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 15th, 2014, gold opened at $12.96. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.43.12, $671.56 for a half-ounce, or $335.78 for a quarter-ounce. That's $13.61.35, $671.56, and $335.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. As I was talking into the break, what I was about to point out was that when we had the assault weapon ban that Clinton signed into law from 94 to 2004, all development on the AR-M4 platform stopped. See, the problem with that is that when we went to war in 2002, 2003, They were essentially using the same weapon that I trained with in 1984. All of the doodads and gizmos that you see today have only been developed in the last 10 years. All of the furniture changes. One of the biggest changes they made with the AR-M4 platform was when they included something that is called a quad rail. And with that, you can attach a great many things that help the weapon and the function, like a flashlight and like a pedestal or various grips to grip the weapon with, and laser sights and optics and all these other things. I mean, when I trained in 1984, I was training essentially with the same weapons that had been used in Vietnam. And we had a 10-year lapse in development that it could be said impacted our national security. I mean, if you look at the M4 platforms used in the military today, since that ban has been lifted, the AR platform has become like a set of Legos. You can do just about anything to it to make it more effective. And if we're going to put these weapons in the hands of people, whether they're civilians or soldiers, and we'll give them the term the good guys, don't we want them to be effective? Wouldn't we want them to be effective? If we're going to put them in the hands of cops, don't we want those to be effective? And to correct something, the chat room told me 8.4 million. That was the population during the Civil War, not how many AR-15s are in the United States. I just didn't have enough info. I should have just shut up at that point. If the in common use standard is held to recognize anything different than what is available to soldiers in the field, every new development in personal weapons technology will by default be denied to the people by the very body charged with facilitating a citizen militia and expressly forbidden from infringing with the right of the people to keep and bear arms. At that point, every new infringement can and will be used to diminish commonality itself, an unspecific and arbitrary standard subject to further political distortions in order to ban everything the state deems in its interest to eliminate. Here's the problem with that. While they're out there trying to be in charge of everything, we've already got enough. We have everything we need. Logistically speaking, the laws they pass, and it's been this way for a while, the laws that they pass are only upheld because we uphold them, not because of some compelling force that they can bring to bear. Sure, they can concentrate a lot of force on a house or on a block or something like that, but they don't have enough. They do not have enough to forcefully coerce us into following these laws. And this complete and total disconnect that they've got, where they completely ignore things that happen, like in Ferguson, Missouri right now, where the only places not being vandalized have got people out front with these very weapons that they say are not in common use. Some people holding two at a time. And that's the difference between getting looted and losing everything you've got and losing everything you've got. I have heard of no shootings by these people defending their places because everybody's giving them a wide berth. And if these guys were bloodthirsty, the reason to ban something to the populace is if we're abusing it. If these guys were abusing these weapons, there'd be a huge body count in Ferguson right now. Every night, the numbers of the protesters would be cut in a manner that would be easily measured just without taking a head count. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is these people come out in front of their store, they stand there, cup of coffee in one hand, AR-15 in the other, and they watch as The throngs of looters move around them like a herd moving around a rattlesnake. And that's why, if this continues on, I mean, this whole thing, we've got circuit courts and appellate courts disagreeing with each other depending on where they are in the country. In California, they agreed with you and me. In Illinois, they agreed with you and me. In Maryland, they didn't agree with you and me. In Connecticut, they didn't agree with you and me. In New York State, they sort of agreed, but then they didn't agree with you and me. And all of this, at some point, is going to have to make itself available because it's going to come to the point to where the Supreme Court is going to have to take it up. And then we'll see. And remember this, if the Supreme Court walks up tomorrow and they sit up and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is writing the majority decision, or it's Sotomayor or Kagan, if any of them do that and they say, we have decided the Second Amendment is an aberration of humanity and therefore it is expunged from the Constitution. Remember that it takes 38 states to do that. Supreme Court can't do that. States can't do that. The president can't do that. Eric Holder can't do that. It takes 38 states to do that, and they don't have the states. So at that point, we're now in a total, complete collapse of law, if that were to occur. Not necessarily trying to foment civil unrest here myself. Now, let me tell you. We talked a little bit about Jack Russell Weinstein, the philosophy professor, about what people should do about open carriers. We're going to talk about that just a little bit more because I'm afraid there's going to be some people that take him up that believe that, well, you know, that's a really good idea. That's a really smoking hot idea. So they're going to take law-abiding people who are just sitting in a restaurant and no matter where they are in the meal, they're going to get up and leave and let the restaurant pay for it. That's called theft, Professor. He doesn't get away with that insult. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code plow. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
And good morning. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Like I said, we briefly touched on this last week, and the more I think about it, the more angry I get about it. You've got this professor of philosophy and director of the Institute for Philosophy and Public Life at the University of North Dakota. This pilgrim's name is Jack Russell Weinstein. First of all, he's named after a dog breed, right? Is that right? Anyway, he asks, how should people respond to open carry gun rights activists if somehow or other open carry gun rights activists are some sort of special subspecies of humanity? If the good professor were to take the time to notice, he would notice that in 44 states in the United States, there is a provision for open carry some way, somehow, out there. And guess what? Nothing happens. Nothing happens with the open carriers. That you carry in the open for one specific reason, because it's easier to draw a gun that's not concealed. That's why you carry in the open. He's coming across, this is a calculated insult masked as an insightful inquiry. Coming from a background of a stereotypical academic with a piled higher and deeper diploma in the useless arts, he kind of thinks of himself as following in the footsteps of Plato and Socrates and Aristotle. But he sort of sounds like the philosophy major in Bill Cosby's Why Is There Air routine. His answer to his own question is comedic in the same vein, but unintentionally comedic. What it doesn't lack is the all-too-familiar progressive expectation that someone else needs to pay for your feelings and your choices. He says, if you see this, if you're afraid for your life, you just get up and leave. Maybe the restaurant pays the bill themselves. Maybe the activists pay the bill, the open carry activists. No, that's your stuff. You own it. Pay for your own doggone dinner. Okay? Evidently, in the absence of being able to read minds, the default assumption is that an armed citizen represents a lethal threat. And this justifies a fear and flight reaction, not to mention sticking someone else with a tab. So naturally, some of the other people... some of these other people got involved with it. The progressive wonkat names Weinstein their brand new social media nerd crush, and the aptly named Crooks and Liars calls his idea amazing, but not quite as sensational as a topless woman. There was a topless protest about this as well, and those, by the way, were not very sensational either. Now, if Mr. Weinstein wants to eat in a gun-free zone, he can go find a place where the proprietor hangs a sign, and he will not see the open carriers in there with their guns. This also announces utter and complete defenselessness to people neurotic hoplophobes ought to really be afraid of, and the truth is that restaurants are figuring out there's not only more money in it for them to welcome armed citizens, but there can be definite side benefits as well. Now, he's not, and a doctor, a professor of philosophy is not actually a doctor. He's not a scientist. He doesn't have to prove statistically, you know, statistical validity for deeming such hysteria justifiable, nor does he need to explain why the same reaction in the face of armed police is not. He is not pushing knowledge. And what does he care that police training, control, and conduct may not be as superior to that of gun rights advocates as he pumps them up to be? And that's the truth. Civilians train themselves better than the police are trained. The police are hampered by things like budgets and time and job description. If a police officer shoots 500 rounds a year, that has been... this guy is training to be a pistol-slinging cop. Conversely, go to a class, go to any tactical class, go to a carbine pistol class, and you better have upwards of 2,500 rounds of ammunition with you for the weekend. For the weekend! And I know people that do that 4 or 5 times a year. And when they're not taking the high-speed classes, they go to the range on their own. We are better trained. We shoot the right person all more often than the police do. All this doesn't matter because he has no problem exploiting his authority as a philosophy professor to extend it to psychiatric qualifications. He has no... When you see somebody... You want to know how you know when somebody has a gun and they intend to do some damage with it. When it's in front of them, when their hands are on it, both hands are on it, when they're in what I call the low ready, where they're looking for a target. When they are looking at the menu and it's slung behind them, they're not an active shooter. They're in for a very uncomfortable meal. Sitting in a booth with an AR-15 is about... it's pretty uncomfortable. But Mr. Weinstein's not finished. He says the gun rights activists think that their intent is obvious and that everyone knows what they hope to do. They believe their minds are transparent, but this is because they are all extreme narcissists. Every one of them. Me, I'm a narcissist, and you. If you carry a gun, if you advocate over camera, you too are a narcissist. So he's got credentials that are questionable. He has no research or data to back this up. He continues by saying it baffles them that we don't know exactly what they are thinking. They want to be celebrities and heroes and centers of attention. What do you think you are, you shill? What do you think this world has become? What do you think the United States has become? In the United States, everybody's got a Facebook page. Everybody's got a Twitter account. And everybody's got fans. I don't have fans. I don't either. I've got a Twitter account, but I barely use it. And the Facebook, if I put a picture of me on Facebook, it normally it has me holding a gun. It's more about the gun than it is about me. We have raised a generation of narcissists. You have pointed out one really good problem. I'm glad you brought it up. Of course, your premise is completely flawed. This guy, philosophy is where you take life lessons and you encapsulate them into a point that you can articulate to try to bring some degree of wisdom, some degree of that light flipping on in the head, some generalization that you can apply to everything. The Art of War, the book by Sun Tzu. Military people read it, business people read it, because you can take the general philosophy and you can apply it in a broad degree, broad spectrum of disciplines out there. And it's the Art of War. Show weakness when you have strength. Show strength when you have weakness. First glance, everybody's going, huh? You have to be able to understand the context. Weinstein says that gun rights activists do not have a history of institutional discrimination. They haven't been slaves. They weren't subject to the Holocaust. They haven't been beaten in the streets. So there's no black American gun owners. There's no Jewish gun owners. He is a clown. Time to refresh the coffee. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back and good morning. Kick of the week off on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. In New York. See, these big cities, they always amaze me because they'll do something even though somebody else has done it and it fails miserably. They just go ahead and do it anyway. In New York, they're going to invest $13 million with convicted felons to curb gun violence. Debbie Rose, Democrat from the North Shore, says, our existing Cure Violence program has made strides in keeping our neighborhoods safe with trained violence interrupters, conflict mediation, credible messengers, and other proven tools. The initiative is one of the many resources we have to defuse gun violence and other volatile situations, and I'm pleased that this City Council initiative will deliver additional resources to communities where they are needed. What this basically is that the socialist mayor has decided to spend $13 million with felons as interrupters of violence. Now, they've tried this in Chicago with Ceasefire Chicago. They had a bunch of convicted felons, and what they found out was that the convicted felons, the violence interrupters, would also use that as sort of a front to run drugs, prostitutes, I mean, you name it. They would give them the money, and then the extracurricular enterprises would spring up. And there is no credible evidence, no results that have shown that these programs have any effect on reducing gun violence. Now, I say credible because if you go to the CurveViolence.org's results webpage, they cite three studies that show an incredible reduction in firearms-related killings and shootings. Now, the Chicago Ceasefire Report was prepared by 6 researchers at taxpayer expense who readily admit that the Violence Interrupters Program is based upon unproven concepts. They write, the ceasefire interventions are theory-driven. The program is built upon a coherent theory of behavior that specifies how change agents could be mobilized to address some of the immediate causes of violence. Norms regarding violence, on-the-spot decision-making by individuals at risk of triggering violence, and the perceived risks and costs of involvement in violence among the targeted population. What it basically boils down to is they've got a bunch of these people that have paid, you know, let's put it in a context. They've been to jail, they're out of jail for whatever reason, whether they paid their debt to society or whatever. So they've got cred on the street. So when these credible people, these credible street gangsters, these OCs, are walking in there saying, hey, young person, don't shoot each other. There's a different way. That's going to make a difference. This introduction of putting convicted criminals back on the street to interact with active criminals is going to make the difference. It's going to completely negate the fact that this child probably doesn't have a father or a mother in some cases. No family structure whatsoever. The only people that have ever accepted him as he is the gang. That's going to completely negate all of that. This is to try to... they say that some of the program's core concepts and strategies were adapted from the public health field, which has shown considerable success in addressing issues such as smoking, seatbelt use, condom use, and immunization. There's a difference here, though. If a gang member can make, you know, if a 15-year-old gang member can make $2,000 a week selling drugs, you know, you can... There is, you can say, well, if you use a seatbelt, the next time you get drunk and you're driving out there and you hit another telephone pole, you will not be launched again through the windshield. That shows a benefit to using that. If you use condoms, you won't have 16 different mothers of babies. If you don't smoke, you'll save a lot of money and you might not get lung cancer. If you get immunizations, you won't die from the rickets. So now gun violence, you see, is an epidemic. It's in the air, except that the doctors are also the patients. They also wrote that they occasionally and unknowingly hired individuals who were still involved with and may have still been active gang members, although all of its policies and procedures were aimed at preventing this. Ceasefire paid over 100 previously incarcerated people to stop gun violence. The program cost $18.7 million. The bottom line, well, we don't know because the violence interrupters didn't like filling out paperwork. And the people in charge of collating the limited information didn't trust the data they received. In fact, they found out that violence interrupters could not prevent all shootings. For instance, arguments were difficult or impossible for interrupters to address when they had no influence over the, you know, disputants. When you got a guy, even though he might be an OG, you know, an original gangster, if he shows up and he says, there's a different way, well, the current gangsters look at the original gangster and say, he's gone soft, he's gotten old, he ain't got it no more, he don't have the juice. And then they go back to, you know, handling their weapons. Shootings, criminal shootings, gang violence shootings are illogical. And they're random. And they're unpredictable. They're sending people out there with dubious credentials, just because they can, you know, they manage to exist in this environment and survive it. And they're supposed to figure out the unpredictability of human action or the conflicts that, you know. One of the things that happened was that some of the stuff that they mediated, that they actually caught and mediated, led to homicide later. They didn't disrupt anything. What they did was they slowed it down. And they held it back. And then it carried on when they weren't around. $18.7 million. Anybody feeling good about that in Chicago? If there is, then you need to know this. The report's conclusions are based on crime rate comparisons between areas of Chicago with violence interrupters and areas without violence interrupters. Despite the report's previous admission that they couldn't get staff to stick to given territories. Now, another thing that they can do is they can look at the conclusion. They say lying in the background of the evaluation is a huge drop in violence in Chicago, one that began in 1992. The reasons for this decline are as elsewhere in the nation, Hill understood, and we could not account for possible remaining differences between the target and comparison areas in terms of those obviously important factors. In other words, their data is not suited for anything. It's incomplete. So looking at the incomplete data that resulted in nothing, that did nothing to address unpredictability and illogical and random acts, here comes Cure Violence, the New York-based violence interrupter service that's getting $13 million. They're trumpeting the ceasefire success and reductions in shootings of 41 to 73%. I don't think so. I'm not simply going to accept the romantic idea that you can reason someone out of violence. This is a monumental waste of taxpayer money, unless, of course, you're looking to buy votes. But remember this. One of the things I'll tell you all the time is Rick Echter is a friend of mine out of Detroit, and Rick is a self-defense instructor par excellence. And he was in on a television show, and they were saying they were looking for resolution to home invasions. How do you resolve a home? And he asked this: how do you resolve a home invasion when it's happening? How do you resolve it? Now listen, young man, this is not the way. You need to put that gun down. I'm going to ignore you hitting me with the butt of that. Ow. Resolution, conflict resolution, as if somehow this is a disagreement we can talk our way out of it. When they're looking for your flat screen. Use your words. Hour two coming up on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.